Hello. Okay, now, what we meant to do in the last episode was go through chapter one.
Indeed.
Instead, we fleshed out our entire character arsenal.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So,
let's go through chapter one.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to write like, that's the time.
Okay.
Time. Yep. Okay, so, as soon as you click the go button, or the start button, what's going to happen? Envision.
Envision. Do we drop into a class or into a yard?
I was thinking into a class, and then the bell goes, and they kind of go outside.
Okay, I think if we drop into a yard, and there's people in the background... And then that's sort of good, because, like, if we're thinking of, because our original inspiration, thinking of that, it's very much there is a foreground, a middle ground, and a background. You have assets in the middle ground, and you have scenery in the background, and then your character and anything he has to interact with or go with really closely or be very, or notice. Is in the foreground. Oh, and then there's the ultra foreground with like trees you walk past and things, but that's, yeah, that's different. I reckon we have a background of people playing. Oh, no, sorry, a background of just the school and the backdrop. A middle ground of like students playing and hanging out and things. And you get dropped into the middle of a, and you get dropped into an empty foreground of just you. And you're in this environment, and then you just, and then you walk across, and you meet somebody, you meet your friend, you talk to. The middle ground can be like staggered, so you have them at different distances in the middle ground, say.
Right.
Yeah, and you have, and then eventually you say, "How about you meet your friend, this friend slash girlfriend slash wife that we end up with?
Yeah,
that we've ended up with." And yeah, so then you scroll across and you meet her, and what do you talk about?
Well, I was thinking more in terms of, okay, sorry, I'm drawing. I was thinking it would be, so your idea is just a yard in general,
yeah.
And then you kind of walk to... The interest? Is that
you
vaguely
walk,
yet?
Yeah, you walk across and the interest is there. And like classic Pokemon style, they're facing the other direction. You walk up to them, you press interact, they turn around, and you start talking.
Okay.
Or like, or you just meet them. Okay. I'm forgetting here. We're trying to go for minimum dialogue options.
Yes.
Dialogue box. So...
Can I just express my ideas?
Yes, go for it.
So I think it's going to be really important to very quickly establish the scene, the setting. So I think it would be best to start in a classroom. Like, say, they're doing a test, you know, no one can talk, everyone's got their head down doing the thing, because that's really easy to just animate, make a few adjustments, and put across a whole bunch of people.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a timer goes off and everyone's like, you know, puts their pens down.
Yeah, the bell goes and everyone puts
and
their
everyone
pens down.
And everyone goes outside. And then
everyone goes
yard.
Outside. And then yard to this. Okay. Yeah, that works.
Okay.
But, like, okay, how about we think more generally? We're writing a story without an arc right now for chapter one. What's the sub-arc of chapter one? 10-minute arc. What are we thinking? What are we doing? How are they feeling? So, chapter one, at school, they're sort of content, but a bit alone, a bit unhappy, but they don't quite realize.
So surely then, if they're alone and unhappy, they should be approached by the girl.
Yeah. So yeah, okay, you go out into the yard.
And you start fiddling with your...
Like you go sit under a tree or something. Yeah, you go sit on your own under a tree or on the bench.
Eat lunch or something.
Eat lunch, yeah.
And you start thinking about music or about what you're going to do when you grow up. Or
yeah, or like, so you come up to a bench or something and then interact, cues, like you sitting down, sort of like you could put headphones on or something and start like air guitar on your lunchbox or something. I don't know. Like tapping on the lunchbox. And then they will, and then like, as, so you tap, you're tapping the lunchbox, and then you sort of like just, you start off like you're really engaged and interested in enjoying it, and then you just sort of start tapping mind-numbingly, and then just sort of like give up and sit there, look or down.
Or should we establish it? Like, because that just seems like you're bored.
That just—it seems like you're bored, but like if you, like if you put the body like language
because into, you're alone because
if you put the body language into it as well, you're tapping it and then it gets slower, like your head stoops and your shoulders
come in. Because I was thinking immediately establish the character of the antagonist and be like, the antagonist kind of antagonizes.
Shock horror!
Shock horror! The protagonist. And it's like, what are you doing? What, it's this? You think you can sit down quietly? This isn't sit down and quietly place. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I just think it'd be really quick and easy to establish that this is the bad guy.
Yeah. Well, we can have undefined bullying scene one, say. And okay. They annoy you, and then the friend/interest comes up and tells them to stop being such a horrible person, mm-hmm. and then walks off, and then
sits with them for a while,
and then like walks up to you, like somehow we signify that they're concerned, asking if you're okay, and then they sit next to you. And like
starts tapping to you or something.
And then let you sit up a bit more. So it doesn't necessarily have to be the like I'm so alone, tapping slows down and then folds in. You could just fold in at something in unknown bullying experience one. And then you come back to reality. And then they sit next to you, they comfort you, and you open up again. You're a bit happier.
All right.
Yeah. How long do you reckon that takes? That'll take up
30 seconds.
30 seconds. I reckon it could take 30 to 40, but.
Okay. But from there, I'm thinking from there, he goes and somehow goes and talks to a teacher about, you know, making music, and the teacher's really excited, potentially just a music teacher or something.
Yeah, music teacher or something.
And starts showing him like all of the different instruments, and he starts picking the guitar out.
Yeah. Yeah, that works. Like they start then so how about a friend/interest?
Or even just he starts playing the piano, but then the antagonist like hogs the piano. It's like you can't have the piano, so he goes with the guitar.
Yeah. Well, I reckon friend/interest is like forced to do piano by their parents or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
And there's like, oh, you like music? Okay, come with me. And then starts showing them piano, and yeah, they're in like a huge music room. And she's showing him piano.
And then they get caught by the music teacher, but the music teacher's not going to persecute against them. It is like,
doesn't even need to be the music teacher. They could just be in there, and then he's like, she's showing him the piano,
mm-hmm.
and he's just looking around at all the other instruments, and his eye sort of falls on the guitar, and then like,
I was like, what's that?
Yeah, okay. So you've got like you interact with the bench, and then they. Like unknown bullying experience one happens either in cutscene or not, and then they make up, and then she takes him she watches him like drumming on his lunchbox. Yeah, she sees him drumming on his lunchbox and then stands up and like drags him by the hand, and then they walk off scene, and then they walk in scene to the music room where they motif where she goes to the piano and she can play that, say.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good one. And then
she becomes kind of a pseudo music teacher,
and she's like playing away on the piano, and he's sort of like staring around at all the other instruments.
And then he looks at the guitar and he tries to copy, and he plays the end bit, and then like he gets really good, but then he just stops playing while he's working. And then the end, he plays the same thing again, but it's like a drawback to the beginning.
Yeah, that works. But yeah, so I'm thinking that we
you know, talk about the slow beginning.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, that one. The if you haven't heard the audio episode, you are really like stuffed for any of these references. I'm so sorry. But yeah, after that they list, so like he looks around a bit, then it cuts back into gameplay, and you can walk around, you could interact with, say, you can interact with a bunch of instruments, and then you can play like a short sound snippet on them. Yeah. And like if you try it again, it'll play the same thing. You know, that sort of scenario. And
then when you progress, if you
play it'll only progress if you go to the guitar and pick that up, and it will give you a proper cut. It'll cue to the next sort of cutscene as she walks over. I feel like we're just sort of having cutscenes interspliced with you pressing D.
That's okay.
Yeah?
It's a story.
It's a story.
We need to start somewhere.
Yeah, and then it cues to a cutscene. We'll try and put in some gameplay with something. We'll work out some gameplay techniques. No. What's the word?
Well, it'll be a lot of walking. And
it'll be a lot of. It'll be mainly holding D, to be honest, and pressing E, say, for interact or whatever, or click.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll work that out too. And then when you pick up the guitar, that cues the cutscene of you picking it up and trying to play that, and then she walks over to you, like you've scrolled across the screen so the piano and her are out of sight now, and you've picked up the guitar, and she now walks onto screen and watches you or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then that could like fade away. How long do you think we've taken up with all of that stuff?
I would estimate that was like a minute.
That one bit was a minute, or the whole thing was a minute?
The whole thing.
Whole thing was
I'm a trying minute. To go on, I'm trying to underestimate so that.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
So that we.
So that we don't get really
really short. Okay, so if we call that a minute, we'd want, say, at least...
And then, because we're still in the school segment, it could literally just, like, fade, and he's still standing there with the guitar, but then he, like, it's like a fade between him as a child and him as a high schooler.
Yeah.
And he's surrounded by his, like, either his music class or, like, a band.
Yeah, yeah, it fades forward to his life in, like, so, like, that was middle school or early senior school or something, and then it fades forward to, like, year 11, where him and his band are in there at lunch, say, and they're rehearsing or writing or practicing or something, and then, but he puts down the guitar because he has to go... Like, bell goes or something, and so he puts the guitar down, and then he walks out of music.
And he comes back
in. But then when he's in the yard, like, the bully or something comes back and harasses him. So unknown bullying experience number two. And then, like, he's really down as he goes into the next class. He goes in, apologizes for being late.
Everything goes dark or grey.
And he, like, everything gets a bit greyer. And he sits down, and friend/interest looks over their shoulder at him.
Why don't you see me after school, and we'll go play music?
Or, like, looks over with concern, but they're in the middle of class and they can't talk. So she turns back around and looks a bit, like, worried or concerned or upset.
Yep. What else?
Next.
Then, like I was saying, like, meets after class, and it's like, do you want to go play music instead of?
Yeah.
And then everything goes bright again, and.
Yeah. Do we have?
I was thinking about this a little bit. I was thinking during the music segments where, like, they play music, that could be the point where everything, like, the individual people, like, turn dark or light.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Like, when they're playing music. Because, like, that's his world, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that could be, like a device to illustrate that.
Mm. Yeah, that works. Yeah. Okay. So
I think that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
So I'll turn this into a storyboard. But basically what happens is they're from the menu to the first thing, they're in a classroom. Just to establish the setting of you're in school.
Yeah.
Then I'm even thinking it's probably going to be easier in terms of making cutscenes to have a 3D environment instead of a 2D/3D environment. So you can walk around in 3D, but you only can really go to like four places within the 3D environment.
So you want to have... You want to have 3D, but it's like a very limited depth range.
Yeah.
3D.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that means like you can move the camera around to more places.
Okay. So you want to move the camera.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that, because if it's a scrolling story, and if we're trying to cut certain characters out of the frame so that then they can come back in later in the cutscene, like we were talking about with the girl at the piano, and then he walks away from her and picks up the guitar,
yeah.
And then she comes back in the cute cutscene. I think one camera angle is probably... I don't mind the idea of a bit of depth, but, like, I think the one camera angle is probably better.
Mm-hmm. But it'd have to be a 3D environment anyway. But you can only move in one direction.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, you're in the classroom, the class benches. You go outside, you go and sit by yourself, and you start listening to music on your headphones or you just kind of imagine it, you know, thought bubbles or something.
Yeah.
And then the antagonist comes up to you and is like, "Yo, what you doing, bro? You think you're cooler than me all by yourself?" Then the girlfriend, or the at that point the friend.
Yeah.
Comes up and wards the bully away. And then it's like, oh, I'm going to sit with you for a bit. And then they kind of chat and they're like, oh, we both like music. So they go to the music room and go through that whole sequence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. Well, I think... Because I need to get moving soonish. So I think we'll make this a shorter episode than usual. I mean, we have recorded everything from episode 3 through to this one. I don't even know what number this is. All in one afternoon. Something like that. I don't know. But we'll
continue on.
We'll continue on. We will this time. yes. We'll end this episode here. I think we've got a good grasp on chapter 1. We need to do a bit more of it. We might do that off.
We need to write it down.
Definitely. We need to write it down. I think we might do all of that stuff and the rest of this chapter off podcast, and then we'll just tell you about it in the next one, and then go on to chapter 2. So, Thank you for listening.
Thank you for holding on.
Thank you. And dealing with our manic upload schedules.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And personalities in
general. That's a good one. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Thanks.